Oh, my God. Dames en heren, onze choreografen, Charles Charles van de Sisseman, Savai Grace, AC Bhakta Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON Swandra Charya, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Sankirtan Yajna Ki, Sri Gaurapurnima Mahotsava Ki, the parents there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, the parents there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Go, Premanande! All glorious to this, some of the devotees. All glorious to this, some of the devotees. All glorious to this, some of the devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glorious to Sri Guru. Can you pass the song sheets back in to the front here, please? While you're doing that, I'll read the translation. Narottam Das Thakur sings, when will that opportune moment come to me, when there'll be shivering of the body, as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes? When will that day come when Lord Nityananda's causeless mercy is bestowed upon me so that my desire for material enjoyment becomes very insignificant? When my mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das always wishes to understand this conjugal love under the direction of the six Goswamis. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So tonight, we are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We will read from the Adi Leela, Chapter 3, The External Reasons for Lord Chaitanya's Appearance, Text 52.
What's the time?
Okay. Yes. Tomorrow's a holiday. It was meant to be today, but, you know, they didn't quite get it right. Anyway, that's okay because you can relax tomorrow. You don't need to worry about having to get to work tomorrow morning and having to get to bed early tonight. Anyway, we will keep it brief, reasonably brief. How many of you have taken prasadam? I see. Okay. He has taken his Okay. So now, actually, this verse is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is describing the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. But Srila Prabhupada, he left this world before he translated this particular part of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we don't have his purport to this verse, except here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The verse is quoted, and here Srila Prabhupada has given a purport. This is a very important definitive verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, the topmost of all Vedic scriptures, describing very clearly the appearance of Krishna as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission in this age of Kali of establishing the Sankirtan Yajna as the prescribed religious activity, most beneficial religious activity for this age of Kali. Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parishadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti hi Sumed Hasai. Translation. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, still he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 5, verse 32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam, known as the Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Jai Shri Shri Radharana Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Yes. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaura Hari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varnam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varna and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoys transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sangopangastra Parishadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac, but in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, or weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all-attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon, and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates, like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature which says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external, pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not very possible, but because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, "The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in order to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet, as hummingbees are attracted to a lotus flower. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parishadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedhasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, still he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Mulutam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vachikapatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyedacha Paridhanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasti Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, this is a very definitive verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the most definitive of all scriptures. It is the chief amongst all the Vedic literatures, Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda, and all the Upanishads, the Itihasas, the Puranas, the Smriti texts. Amongst all of them, Srimad Bhagavatam is described as the emperor of all scriptures. All those Vedic scriptures, they are the kings of all scriptures, because there are so many scriptures actually. But amongst all the scriptures in the world, in the universe, in all the different cultures, Vedic scriptures are the kings of all scriptures. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost of all the Vedic scriptures. So Jiva Goswami in fact says, it is like the emperor of all scriptures and the emperor of all evidences. So Srimad Bhagavatam is delineating and defining all the most important, fundamental, essential truths that are there in spiritual life, in religious life, in general, for all people, under all circumstances, at all times, in all the ages, including this age. This is the Kali Yuga. This is the Kali Yuga. Even though this Kali Yuga is the most degraded age, Prayanal Paisha Sabya, Kalavasmin Yugejana, Manda Su Manda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Hupadruta. This is also Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam says that in this iron age of Kali, this age we are in now, people are short-lived. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Just like people are very lazy, many people are thinking tonight, oh, how wonderful, I don't have to go to work. I can sleep. That is such good fortune. But the devotees are thinking, how fortunate I don't have to go to work. I can get up and chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Chant Hare Krishna and my life will be sublime. Yes. So, however, in this iron age of Kali, generally, people are very unfortunate. Life is very troublesome. Life is very difficult. It is really very disturbing and unstable. You think you have yourself organized. You turn around and find your whole organization just went upside down. These types of things are going on. We've seen it so many times and experienced it even ourselves. But even in this iron age of Kali, still there is a process which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Dharamam tu Sakshad Bhagavat Pranitam, that religious principles, when they are not existing, then religious principles can only be established by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. I think I can hear a message coming from him.
Sorry, it's going to be kind of hard to close the altar soon. We can close it in about 10 minutes. We may not be able to do that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What's the time?
It's 5 past.
Okay. Well, I'll finish in 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
Should we try and do it?
You can explain to them. Yeah, we should do it.
Okay. We know what we're going to do. You see here, up on the altar, there's lots of fruit, prasad, which has been sitting at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Radha Radhana and Srila Prabhupada and all the transcendental personalities all day. So we want to distribute that, but we don't want to keep everyone up too late because that's not the correct standard. So I'll conclude just in 5 minutes or so, and then we'll distribute the prasad. Is that okay?
Yeah.
As long as you're all very well-behaved devotees and you're very attentive, okay? All right. Yes, so even in this iron age of Kali, there is a process by which even the very disturbed people of this age can be delivered. In fact, they can be easily delivered. It is very amazing. Such a potent, such an effective process. Very amazing. So what is that? That is described here in this verse. Yagyai Sankirtana. The Sankirtan Yagya. Of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the topmost Vedic scripture, in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, appears to give this process, to demonstrate the process for the unfortunate and unqualified people of this age. So that is Lord Chaitanya. He has come just 500 years ago. Lord Chaitanya appeared 514 years ago, in fact. Lord Chaitanya appeared, he demonstrated and he taught the process of religion for this age of Kali, which is the chanting of the holy names. All other processes in this age are ineffective. They can only be made effective if they are done along with, supported by the chanting of the holy names. Just like in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, right at the very beginning, it was the beginning of the age of Kali. And Suta Goswami and the sages in Naimasharanya, they had gathered in order to try to do something to offset the influence of the age of Kali, to slow it down and reduce its impact. But they didn't know what to do. So they did something which they had seen people do in the old days. They had a fire sacrifice. They decided not just to do an ordinary fire sacrifice, but a 1,000-year sacrifice. And they had started doing that. But then Shukadev Goswami arrived on the scene, and Suta Goswami, the leader of those sages, he approached Shukadev, and he said, you know, that the Kali Yuga has begun. It is just starting now and building up, and we want to do something to help the situation so it doesn't become too bad. So therefore, we didn't really know what to do, but we heard, we saw other people do this, so we decided, let's do a fire sacrifice. You might have met people like that yourself, who didn't really know what to do, but they decided to do fire sacrifice. So Suta Goswami, he explained to Shukadev that we're doing this. We're doing this. Actually, they'd already been doing it for some years. But Suta Goswami said, we are not getting any result. Then he said, actually, we are getting a result. The only result we are getting is that our faces are becoming blackened by the smoke. Other than that, we're not getting any result. So therefore, we are a little bewildered, actually. What to do? We want to do something, but what to do? So this is the situation in this Kali Yuga. People don't know what to do. They may have heard of this, heard of that, try something else. But what to do, they don't know. That is the nature of the age of Kali. But Shukadev Goswami there, he told them that you must glorify Krishna. Hear and chant about Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnam. Like this. So Lord Chaitanya, he appeared to reinforce this mission, this message. It was already given then at the beginning of Kali Yuga that in this age we must hear and chant about Krishna. It was already given in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Lord Chaitanya appeared to make it vividly, dramatically clear, to the point that he demonstrated it himself. He took up the role of a devotee himself and showed how you do it. He spread the Sankirtan movement, and the more it spread, the happier everyone became. So, this is the lesson we should learn on this day. We should take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Take shelter of the devotees who are following Lord Chaitanya. And take shelter of the process given by Lord Chaitanya, which is the Sankirtan Yajna, that sacrifice of chanting the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, will you do that?
Yes.
Will you all do that?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll give you all some prasad from the deities. Jai Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ke, Shri Gopadima Mahotsava Ke, Gopremanande.